Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In the first half, after the strong start, the two touchdowns, the offense struggled a little bit. Some of the accuracy numbers for Josh, you know, the first 2 weeks have been down. What do you attribute to that to maybe like the inconsistency so far to the effectiveness of the offense?
Well, I'd say you're not going to score on every drive. We'd like to. A tough league. We got a lot of good players on defense, good coaches. You do the best you can on each drive. You know, sometimes one thing stalls a drive. In terms of the numbers, I'm not, you know, really concerned about that. There's, you know, I'm concerned about the decision-making right now and, you know, when we're throwing it away, making good decisions under stress, and he's done a good job with that.
Kind of following up on that a little bit, you know, Josh brought that right up in the post game, you know, and it was kind of a discussion point during the game. He used the words that he's struggling to get into a rhythm. And obviously a lot of this is a better question for him, but as the offensive coordinator and a guy that works with him as closely as you do, what do you take from that? And how do you try and maybe diagnose that and fix it within game?
Yeah, I think that, number one, I got a lot of confidence in Josh. He's his harshest critic. You know, it's not really different than anything we do week to week. We try to not ride a roller coaster. We try to be as consistent as we can in terms of the corrections that we need to make as an offensive unit. And whether it's scheme, whether it's plays, whether it's throws, whether it's runs, whether it's blocks. You know, we kind of try to keep a level head. And again, this league is a tough league. It's a week to week league. You know, and I'm glad that's what makes him a really good football player. And he's so competitive and hard on himself. You know, and he's fun to coach.
Secondly, was it a concerted effort to have more balance in terms of the offensive attack in that game yesterday?
Yeah. You know, Adam, we try to do things each week that we think gives us a chance. And, you know, obviously that was part of the plan yesterday, as you saw, relative to numbers and things like that. You know, I thought there was a lot of good things. You know, it's hard to score 35 points in the National Football League, but there's certainly a lot of things that we all can do better, that we want to do better. Look, our goal is to try to score on every drive. So, you know, when you get to a point when you feel like that and you're disappointed that you didn't punch it in or get any points, I think that's a healthy thing, because there's a lot of guys in the room that, you know, we have a standard. We try to play and coach that standard, regardless of the score, regardless of the situation, whatever that may be. And I think that's a credit to the guys we have in the room.
When looking at snap numbers, one that really jumped is Dawson Knox. I think it was the most snaps he's ever played in the game. How much of that was game plan specific, and how much of it is you'd just like to get him more involved and out there?
I think a lot of it is game plan specific. We have a lot of confidence in Dawson. He's played a lot of plays for us yesterday. You know, we had a variety of personnel groups, probably a little bit more than we've had in the past going into that game. And most of them involved a tight end for that game. So, you know, he's our tight end that we look to, you know, so therefore he got a lot of reps.
And I asked Sean about Cody Ford, no rotation this week, and he mentioned he believes he's starting to see the mentality and attitude that was evident when he was playing at Oklahoma. Do you sense you're seeing a different version of him than maybe you had in previous years?
Well, I think he's you know, he's kind of always had that attitude, if you will, that's ingrained in him and probably his upbringing and, you know, his mindset. I think that, you know, the consistency, again, he's coming back from some injuries. I've said this before, he's had a good camp, and, you know, the only way to get better is to play. and go through some of the things that you have to go through as a younger player or a player that hasn't played maybe as much with some injuries and things like that. So, you know, he's done a nice job for us. I think he's got, you know, as we all do, a whole improvement mindset. But he's improving each week, and that's what you look for in your guys.
Josh and a couple of the guys had mentioned yesterday that some last minute stuff was added in Saturday to the game plan. Is that normal, or, you know, why did that happen?
Yeah, I think, look, our job as a coaching staff is to prepare all the way up, and then throughout the game, it's not like it's, you know, things we don't, you know how to do or anything like that. Maybe it's a tweak of a blocking pattern or a new code word, or, you know, maybe it's a play that someone saw studying at night. Sometimes it's from the players that are watching tape, and sometimes it's from the coaches. And I think one of the good things as you get involved in a program and you're, you know, on your third or your fourth year with people that you work with and have some continuity, I think that's some of the good things you can do. You know, in year one, not as much. You know, in year four, if, you know, a zone scheme is better than a man scheme, or we think we need to change a code word, whatever it may be, you know, that's really no different to me than changing, you know, we've changed plays in the first quarter. We changed plays in the third quarter. We changed plays in the fourth quarter. We just try to do anything we can do to try to give our guys the best chance.
And then I was curious, going back to Zach Moss as much as you did yesterday after the fumble and, you know, keeping him out there in those situations, especially after he was inactive last week, for you, what kind of confidence do you have in him, and why did you want to give him those opportunities?
Well, I have confidence in all our guys. Again, this is not a game where it's a mistake-free game. Whether you're coaching or playing, you're going to go through some obstacles. Could be physically, could be mentally, could be a play call, whatever it may be. And you have to be able to bounce back, and you have to show belief in your players that they're going to bounce back. I mean, if, you know, you pulled everybody because they made a mistake, you wouldn't really have anybody. I mean, I don't think that's healthy anyways for the psyche of a team or a player. Showing confidence, showing trust, showing that you have the guys back, I think is important for any player, because I think that gives them confidence. At the end of the day, you know, we all have jobs to do, and they're not always going to be perfect. You're going to wish you had some plays back most every game, whether you win, you know, whatever the score is, or whether you lose. I think having a healthy respect for an individual and what they're trying to accomplish is always important, because, you know, lack of confidence in a player, that could go south really quick. And the guys that we have on our football team, you know, I think we all, and I know I can speak for myself, have confidence in all the guys and all the coaches. And you got to have some mental toughness about yourself. You're going to go through things during a year where it's not going to be perfect. A drop ball, a call, a fumble, a throw, a missed block. I mean, those are always going to happen. I think the mark of a leader is to weather the storm, to show you have confidence in those players and those coaches, and then go out there and go back to work.
Is it kind of cool to see him take advantage of those opportunities, you know, once, you know, he took advantage of that though?
Yeah, I think, look, when you show confidence in players and they go out there and they perform, you have such a deep admiration for what these guys do. They work hard. They bust their tails, all of them. They put it on the line each and every week. You know, you see them out here practicing and fighting through some nicks and bruises, and it's early in the game, but in the training room or iced up on a plane because they're cramping. I mean, you had the level of respect you have for these guys, I think is important, because they do. It takes a toll on these guys. And then when you go out and you watch them have some success that ultimately contributes to the team success, that's really what you're happy for.
I just wanted to know what going up against a tough defensive line in the Steelers week one, how it helps you prepare for another tough defensive line that you're going to see on Sunday in the Washington football team being loaded with first round picks up front.
Sure. I think that's a thoughtful question. You know, we got to dive in, just kind of started on these guys, and I have some familiarity with some of them. There's a bunch of SEC guys on that roster, two from Alabama that I know and one from Mississippi State. So like they're, and then obviously the first rounder from Ohio State. Look, they're first rounders for a reason. They're big, they're strong, they're athletic, they can move. Obviously, it'll be a challenge. It always is when you're playing a really good defensive line. That's where it starts. And, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us.
Last week, 1-for-4 in the red zone. This week, 4-for-4 in the red zone. Was that a point of emphasis going into this week, making sure that you were dead on inside the red?
Yeah. I mean, look, that's where most of these games, you know, where it's won and losses, is finishing with 7 points. The field condenses. There's tighter coverage. The windows are smaller. And one play can make a huge difference in a game. In this case, I thought that our guys were – you know, we're really focused. They were focused the week before. We didn't get the job done. And, you know, going 4-for-4 is obviously was a huge thing in this game.
Absolutely, Coach. And two players to, you know, mention, Dawson Knox and Devin Singletary. And, you know, first play out the gate, man, for them to execute that split zone, those two with Dawson coming across and Devin was able to press it and hit it, man. How excited were you for that play to be well executed? And also Dawson Knox coming up with that big touchdown catch in the back in end zone.
Yeah. Again, much like the Zach Moss deal, two players that we've had in the program since we drafted them. I think they've gotten better each year. They've weathered some ups and some downs, but they have the right mindset that we covet here. Have a lot of confidence in those guys. And look, it was well blocked on that second play, but let's not forget about Emmanuel Sanders' block to really spring them. You know, those perimeter blocks on the edge are really important. And, you know, there was a blitzing guy off the edge that Steph just got enough of to hold him up for a second. And Emmanuel, you know, went off and finished it on that, on a defensive back, which was key. You know, there's, again, we probably ran the ball a little bit more than we've run it here in the past. And it was a total team effort with those guys on the perimeter as well.
Sean always says, you know, do your 111th. But in reality, you know, the quarterback has a lot on his plate, and you pay him a lot of money. That's what he's there for. And you also, you say, you know, Josh is his harshest critic.
Yeah.
Are there moments like you scored 35, the team won? I get that. But it's a lot's on Josh. Are there moments you got to go back to the buildup time with him? You know, you build up a great into a, he's a great player now, and there's so much on him and so much is expected of him. And is him being his harshest critic always a good thing?
Yeah, I think it's the competitor inside of him. You know, we were just talking for a while upstairs. And, you know, he's got that, I'm not going to say despondent look, but he's just kind of now he's like, I should have done this, this, and this. And I said, yeah, I know. Look, we can always do better. All of us. We can always do better. I said, but look at, there's so many little things that maybe outside of really understanding and knowing what we're doing, some of the things that he did he really did a good job in those. You know, obviously he wants to complete every pass. And, you know, I said, look, I don't care how many throwaways you have. If you got to throw the football away and that's the best decision, then that's the best decision. So again, I don't mind him being his harshest critic. He wants to be so good. I think that's what helped him to improve each and every year. And that's a great thing to have too, because again, this league is a tough league. There's tough opponents, there's tough coaching staffs, there's tough schemes to go against. And you're not going to be perfect every week. You know, there's going to be some downs. There's going to be some hiccups and some, you know, it's not going to be always great. I think it's important not to ride a roller coaster. And I think he's, you know, in the year that he's in, you know, fourth year and, you know, he's done a lot of good things. I think he, you know, that mindset is really important. Cause you can get down real quick in this business as much as you can get up. And I think the good players, the good coaches that I've learned from and been around and players are as consistent as they can be. And he is, he's that. He's always, whether we win or whether we lose, it's not the, you know, 55 plays or 60 plays that he did the exact right way. It's the 6 plays or the 5 plays that he wishes he had back. And I think if you're a competitor, that's the way it should be, you know, whether it's a coach, whether it's a player. Look, we're supposed to do it right. That's our job. It's not always going to happen that way. So can you be mentally strong enough and tough enough to whether handle the coaching, handle a criticism, however, whatever it may be, to keep on moving forward with an improvement mindset? and that's him to a T.
You mentioned some of those defensive linemen with Washington that you that you're familiar with, Jerron Payne, yep. John Allen. I guess what could you tell us about your time together with them, seeing them develop there, and then how you've seen them progress in the NFL?
Yeah, I wasn't there with Jonathan. Just have, you know, heard the stories around there. What a impressive young man he is in person, and obviously you put on the tape. He is. I was there with Painter. He had a he's got good hands. He caught a nice goal line touchdown pass against Clemson. So. Good young man. Two really good players, you know the game of football really well. Just hold them in high regard. And again, not being around Jonathan, when I was there, just hearing the people in the building talk about him as a person too, not just a player, high respect to him.
And sort of as a separate question, you guys have developed Josh Allen into the player that he is. He played a lot as a rookie. I'm just curious, your thoughts as to the idea of bringing in rookie quarterbacks. I know every situation can be unique depending on the player and the situation, but the idea of playing a rookie quarterback pretty quickly, getting them thrown in, or is it better perhaps to wait and develop them on the side?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, Ben. I think that I mean, it depends. It varies from team to team. The situation you're in, I couldn't tell you the situation that – I mean, I know the situation that we were in when Josh started playing, you know – it takes, you know, I always say it takes a village, you know, kind of like raising your children with a quarterback, because it's a very difficult position to play. There's a lot that goes into it in terms of not just on the field, the instruction of defenses, the instructions of offensive scheme, vocabulary, all those type of things, but it's also taxing outside the building. You know, quarterbacks get a fair share of credit. They also get the fair share of blame. And there's just so many people that are involved in helping develop that position, particularly when you draft one in the first round. Thoughts, habits, priorities, scheme, taking care of your body, how to deal with, you know, the people in the community. There's so many layers to it, Ben. So I think each situation is probably a little bit different. You know, we handled it the way we handled it. But there's a lot of people, and it starts with the player. Let's not forget that, you know, the way the player was raised, his upbringing, his intangibles, his commitment to doing the things that he needs to do to try to be successful. His intelligence, I'd say both on and off the field, but his understanding of the game, it's a wide variety. It takes a long time, and you're most likely you're going to go through some bumps, right? So being able to handle that in terms of the psychology aspect of it, of being a young quarterback in this league is really critical as well. And there's a lot of people that are here to help Josh. The consistency of the relationships in the building, you know, you go through, you know, some young quarterbacks go through four different coordinators in 4 different years or whatever it may be, and are on to the next. It takes a village.
I wanted to ask about Josh Allen's ability to run the football. People talk a lot about his arm. How important is him running the football to your game plan, what you guys do as an offense?
Yeah, I think, Andrew, that varies from game to game. You know, some are design runs. Some are zone read runs. Some are just quarterback loose play scrambles where he sees some openings where he can step up and make some yards with his feet. You know, sometimes we have more in a game plan. It just depends on, you know, what we're seeing defensively and what we think would work for us. But obviously he's a guy that, you know, the whole dual threat quarterback, you know, coming out in 5 stars and 4 stars that are either dual threats or pocket passers. You know, nowadays you're seeing more and more people move and run with the quarterback. You know, it just evens up the numbers at times. And at the same time, you try to be smart with it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.